we had a certain point in the ministry now. Sit down. We're at a certain point in the ministry now that doing what you're told to do is not enough. You're going to have insight to see what need to be done. All lagging going to have to be stopped. And the reason it has to be stopped is it bringing an effect on your blessings because you don't have a regular job. This is a, for lack of a better word, a revelation job. And therefore, it calls for people who are not an eight-hour worker. Just do what you're told to do. That time you're going to see things that need to be done, and you just step in and do it for the benefit of the vision and the benefit of the ministry. Now, for almost 50 years, I worked 24 hours a day. When I'm looking at television, whatever I'm doing, I'm still working. I'm always working. I'm always committed to what's next. And I'm not fully satisfied around here. I go a long time, and then all of a sudden I'm hit with it. I need y'all more dedicated to the vision, to the ministry, not just for a check. I don't need nobody lagging around, just talking and messing around. I need you moving to the next point. I want that warehouse cleared up. I want them cars covered and clean. I want it kept clean. I ain't gonna come back and tell you no more. I ain't tell nobody no more. All my outside employees take care of the inside. I want it taken care of at all time without being told anything. All right? So what I'm having now is from the Lord is the Lord is about to do some more things, but the more he do, the further we backing up. Now, there's some dedication in you. I understand that. But by the same token, we can't be casual about this ministry. It's nothing casual about this ministry because the Lord have put us in four positions, pioneering, past finding, past setting, and planning. As four positions we in around the world. I just texted my wife, a text from a lady who the doctor said they somebody praying and somebody doing something because our medicine ain't doing nothing. What's happening to you right now, the medicine didn't do this. The doctor said it. And she's now going to a therapy to exercise to get her walking abilities back. But just so important, so many important things we're doing now. And there's a word called vexation. Now, I go a long time, and all of a sudden I get vexed in the spirit. About what? What am I vexed about? Praying hours and hours. And then it's brought up that something needs to be done around here, some lagging going on. And so we need to step up to the plate. I haven't been coming because I've done enough not to have to be yelled every day. But the Lord is kind of leading me back to start coming back, to be on top of this thing, to make sure this thing come out like he wanted to come out. You don't have a regular job? No, it's not a regular job. It's a job that can pay you as much as you want to have. What? This is a job that can pay you as much as you want to have. If you follow the instruction, the direction, all my children, as well as all my children, because they're daughter-in-law and son-in-law's children, we're fully blessed. But to haven't been told what God will do for all y'all. This job, you wouldn't pick for this job. I was telling Claire should have been working here because she dedicated. She should have been had a job. I've had people on the job not dedicated, just a job. And I don't want that. I don't want, I told Leroy has been an overseer. I had to fire my nephew for being a friend. He wanted to be a friend with everybody. He ain't got nothing to be no friend. This is a job. We got to get the job done. We can't time to be no friend. God holding me accountable. for what goes on around here. If I just sit back and let things start lagging and people just start taking off and, you know, just going like they want to do, we can't do that. Okay, so it's a job. And myself, I had to be on this job. You don't know where we started from in Darrow and what, how many people we're dealing with and how many assignments God gave unto me, and I didn't know, even know what I'm doing. Now, dedication is so important. It's so important, so important. And so from this day forward, that's what I want. I want to, don't do just the average, what you got to do. I want everything up to par, above up to par. Because there's a time lag in there, I believe, that some other things could have been done. We might be shooting the bull, sitting there talking, laughing, you know. And I always tell my family, y'all got to be leaders. Y'all got to be leaders. Y'all can't be lagging behind. Y'all got to be leaders. I mean, that's the way it needs to be. So that's what I'm expecting out of this ministry from this day forward. Now, I might pop up anytime now. I just jump, put a suit on, come sit in my office 2 or 3 hours. I don't know. Pray. I don't know what I'm going to do. Because I just want it to be up to par. I don't want people just lagging, just messing around. Cutting the grass is one thing. That's good, cut the grass. But dedication is another thing. You follow what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And don't y'all need to stare at me like I don't know what I'm talking about either, because I'm not intimidated. I know what I'm talking about. And I know some blessing that you're missing. Some blessing you're missing because you're not putting full blast in what you need to do. Anytime, and then y'all will work over. Y'all will have no problem. Y'all will work. If I call and ask you to do something, y'all will do it. I know that. But it's just the everyday things I want y'all to really understand. Today you're going to sit in my class. Start it off, son. I want you to take notes. Because I think this apostolic shift, this apostolic seal, need to be understood. Now, not only a seal, a new type of spiritual government is being pioneered by this ministry. We talk about pass finding, we talk about pass setting, and there's a lot of planning being done by this ministry, and you are part of it. But not only is it sealing, it's a special kind of seal in Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. Not only is a special sealing being done, but there also is an unsealing. Unsealing. It's so let's say it this way. It's a revealing and an unsealing. Mm-hmm. A revealing and an unsealing. In the seven churches in the book of Revelation, you'll find them, first, third chapter through Revelation, there was a unsealing, revelation and unsealing of dimensions that the church had not walked in properly. And that's what God has chosen this church down here in Darrow to do that. And the reason he chose churches like this, or men like this, or women like this, is because nobody got no Bible. You see, the reason they don't have, y'all need a Bible. I'm Word of Life need a Bible. The church gonna need a Bible. I'm gonna turn that doggone thing off Sunday. They need a Bible. I see, they get off key. They're off key. They technology, but not spiritual. Not spiritualized. It's technical. Everything convenient. That Bible is for you to turn. That Bible is for you to write a little note in there for yourself. When you're reading that scripture again, you can see it. That computer and that phone will never fess up to this Bible. Never fess up to this Bible. So my job is to faithfully discharge, and I got my class on too, all who are under this ministry, discharge them to an apostolic setting. There's a certain, and I'm going over some things, but there's a certain anointing you have to wear to be up to par, to understand, to realize, to prioritize, to visualize, to put in his right perspective, God, you've chosen me to walk in this apostolic ministry. So the apostolic anointing is a gathering anointing. It's a certain type of people are gathered because and government alignment will become stronger. A stronger spiritual governmental alignment will become stronger, not only among the people, but in your own personal life. Teaching at another level, training at another level, and listen to the next word now, teaching, training, and mobilizing people. Look at Jeremiah 29:11. People to fulfill the plans of God properly. Now, if anybody needs, I got class, I got my staff in here too, so I'm talking to you and my staff. Anybody need to know this, we all got to know this. The student in the school have to know this. The instructors have to know this. And the people who God have chosen to help build his ministry got to know that. So God have a divine plan. And in that divine plan, there had to be teaching. Isaiah 9:6-7 will tell you about a powerful government, especially the apostolic church got to walk under. The government should be up on his shoulder. Teaching, training, mobilizing, fulfilling purposes and plans of God. I add another word now. Purposes and plan of God. Purposes and plans of God. There's a certain charisma that on each aspect of the anointing that God placed on the church or on individuals he used, there's a certain anointing he placed on them. There's a certain charisma that attract people. Well, this ministry attracts some high quality people. When I say high quality, I'm talking about people high quality in the spirit, people hungry, people thirsty, people want to know the truth, people who don't mind to be separate. Don't mind if somebody say, well, you go there, or you in that school. Students are students the same way. Notice what Jesus said in Matthew 12:30. I think it's a powerful scripture. I think I'll turn to it because I think it's so important for us to see this. You know, I just follow the Holy Ghost. This is the way he led me today. I said, I'll just do what you tell me to do. Most of the time, you don't know what you're going to do. And you're not perfect, you understand? But you hit it more than you miss it. It's better than missing it all the time. So you just got to go on and follow the Spirit. This little Bobby here is hard to turn the pages. I'm going to... That red Bobby you gave me, little Junior, that thing, paper would be so close to get so thin. Jesus Christ. All I'm trying to do is get to Matthew 12:30. No, I get it. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. No. Huh? I got index. No, y'all go sit down. I don't know. Thank y'all. Y'all so nice. 12:30. Notice what he said. Jesus said in the 30th verse, he that is not with me is against me. And he that gathers not with me scatters abroad. We have to be together. The school, students, you have to be together. That's the only way you got to. And we're talking about being with Jesus now, but revelation, should bring us closer to Jesus. That our route to Jesus is revelation. There are some spiritual graces on this ministry because of the apostolic that you should be receiving. All right? Apostles have the ability to impart Listen to that word. Spiritual graces to the saint. Spiritual, I mean, it's not a grace. It's not a grace just landing a pastor or evangelist or teacher. It's a grace that is on the apostle. Spiritual graces. I want you to remember that word. Spiritual graces. Look at Romans 1 and 11 now. With or without this spiritual grace, without this spiritual grace, you won't be able to go no further. With this spiritual grace, you'll be able to go beyond the average. Then Romans 1, 11. Romans chapter 1, verse 11. You see, just do it a lot of way. Now, who would think you'd be sitting in a class on Friday? You know, everybody ready to go home by now, you know. Romans 1, 11, but I just do what he tell me to do. For I long to see you that I may impart to you. See, they don't just jump on you. Some spiritual gift to the end, you may be what?
Established.
I heard three people. To the end, you might be what?
Established.
Established. Other words, see, spiritual things, because you pray and read your Bible, you're not automatically established in them. There's a word, I think that word was used just now. Let me see, 11. Yeah, the word impart. Impart. See? So the impartation is important. And then he says here in some of my virgin notes, to mobilize. And I think that's what I'm aiming to do to everybody who connected to me, for I have no more time to waste. See now I shuffle. I do a lot of shuffling because I have no set place per se now. I have an assignment. And so now the anointing coming on in a few minutes. You're going to get strong in this room. I hope you catch it. Shut that door. Shut that door some. I know you got it. Might have it open for some air or something. But there's an anointing coming on me right now. And see, and if you're not here, you're not going to ever be able to receive it, because it don't come by just reading the Bible. It's years and years and years of intimacy. What I say?
Intimacy.
I think. Now let me talk to my employees a minute, class, and you listen to me. I think you must understand that you on a spiritual assignment. You don't have a job. This is a spiritual assignment, because what you're doing in the background and making it possible for these things to happen, like I called them, told them I wanted my mic and I wanted the camera. That's background stuff, but that's part of it. And so, what's the word, Lord? Blessing. You do blessing. You who go into this school, you do blessing more than the average person. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Now, yes, something people don't like, but yes, something you cannot walk in the divine plan, purpose, and blessing of God if it's not in your life. Order. Apostles bring order and government to the church. You're not going to ever understand me. You know why you're not going to understand me? I look in the mirror. I don't understand me. I don't understand why I do so. And see, you hit and miss. So you got to know if I come up with something that don't look right and don't come out right, sometimes I don't even have to check it. Just go on by my business, because I'm always aiming to do what's right. And then the right am hit more than the other am. But you're not going to ever, you're not going to ever get in a place where you're perfect. But you can't be scared. See, now, what's happening in here right now? I'm talking, but the Holy Spirit is important. Now all of us saved. So conviction will be at a different dimension on all of us in everything we do. Let me ask you a question. How many would like to be sitting in this class getting paid? Because there's a whole lot more than money being shared here right now. So the apostle anointing is a governing anointing. The government is necessary to facilitate the flow of God's power and anointing. Look at Titus 1:5. To the flow of God's power and anointing. It's a government. It's a government that causes God's power and anointing to flow. Hallelujah. Titus 1:5, right? Hallelujah. Titus 1:5. For this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou should have set in order the things that are wanting, and ordained elders in every city as I have appointed thee. Setting things in order, you see. That's a divine order. And that divine order, now listen, the church has been, I don't know if it's a word, impregnated or unpregnant with this. So therefore she couldn't conceive. And so therefore, oh my, there are certain levels that God wanted to bring the church to at large. At large she couldn't go there because she wasn't pregnant enough with divine truth and understanding and anointing and wisdom that she should have. So this government is very important. Now, you're not going to like this next word. Nobody like it. I don't like it. To judge. Apostles bring judgment and correction to the church. I'm doing it right now with my employee. I ain't say you're doing nothing wrong. I said it might be something you're not doing. Leroy said, wash them two cars there. You're out there washing. You see the other car need to be clean. But then he just told me to watch these two. So just something like that. Just something in general. Just check up your own, like that. Again, I'm talking to my employees now, so you just listen with your eavesdropping self. Just take care of everything. Take care of one another. Just take care of it. It's easy to done. And then that's what we got to do. Apostles are reformers. Well, let me go back to this one. They issue sentences and verdicts against false teaching and incorrect behavior. Then 1 Corinthians 5:3. 1 Corinthians 5:3. Paul says here, for I verily, as absent in the body, is the right word? Yes, sir. Huh? Yes, sir. But present in the spirit, have judged already, as though I were present, concerning him that have done so this deed. Now, I don't know if you know what you're saying, this saying about an apostle. I don't have to be here to judge something. Right. You see, when you get trained in the spirit, it... something start moving on the inside. Say, this is very dangerous. Stop it before it go any further, because it's going to cause a lot of people to lose what I want them to have. So sometimes judgment don't seem like, you know, apostle, yeah, he come here. Well, I mean, well, I've been doing all I can do. No, the Lord preparing you. Why would the Lord do this? I mean, I can't even think of this. How we got here? We all up here today, and we in the class with the student, and I'm teaching about the apostleship. For anybody, if anybody needs to know about the apostle,
correct,
And the apostolic responsibility is those of us who are in connection here and getting things aligned. It's not just technology for Darius to fix the camera. No, they got to have it in their heart. You got to hear the voice of the Spirit. The voice of the Spirit might say, put this one to the left. See, we got to always be on top of it at all times. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Necessary changes. Apostles are raised up during time of Reformation. Reformation is a change. It's Hebrews 9:10. Hebrews 9:10. It's changes going on. And I'm trying to get better position all the time to do whatever he won't do next. I'm trying to take care of myself for the gospel. That's all I live for. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, and you should do the same. You should do the same. When the Lord see that, he'll know. 9:10. Hebrews 9:10. We stood only in meats and drinks and divers washing and carnal ordinances and pulls on them until the time of Reformation. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. When I said that word Reformation, I saw the word Revelation. Read again. We stood only in meat and drinks and divers washing and carnal ordinances and pulls on them until the time of Reformation, a time of change, time of Revelation. And so sometime, you cannot go any deeper because that's the further you want to go. Sometimes you can't go no deeper because there's a further you want to go. And what keep you from going deeper? Lack of revelation. See, revelation supposed to take us places we can't go normally. And so if there's information without revelation, you're there, but you're not there. So therefore, you're not going to get the full benefit. That's all I'm saying. To build, apostles are wise, master builder. The apostolic anointing is a building anointing. Apostles help build strong churches. They have been likened to general contractors. They are responsible for overseeing the construction of the house of God. Look in 1 Corinthians 3:10. 1 Corinthians 3:10. 1 Corinthians 3:10. And so I wanted my staff class. I got my staff in there. My staff got to fully understand where we are, who we are, what we are, and what's our assignment. Then 1 Corinthians 3:10. According to the grace of God, which is given to me as a wise apostle, talking, wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another build thereon. But let every man take heed how he build it thereon. See, because the more you know, the greater you should be able to flow, and you have a greater responsibility on you. The insight and the revelation that God give in his ministry should put you ahead of the pack.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have the divine right. You have the right, but I don't know, can you take it? But you have the right, if you hang around here, the right to say I'm apostolic.
Mm-hmm.
I might not be called up to, but I'm apostolic because you got the apostolic revelation and anointing, connection, and insight upon you. You follow that? Are y'all following that? All right. Another aspect we're just talking about a few minutes, it's a ministry of revelation. See, if you don't lack revelation, you're carnal. And you want information. You want chapter 5, verse 14. That's all you want. You don't want with that soul to come up in you and cut you and tell you you got to change this. If you won't go to the next level. So therefore, if you can't get cut, you can't go to the next level. See, I never heard it before, but I heard it just now. Just like Jesus bled, you got to bleed. That soul got to cut you. And you know, Jesus didn't like that. He didn't like that, going through that cross. He didn't like going through all that. But he knew he had to go through it to get where he was going. He there. He made it. Y'all know he made it, right? He made it. Many say he wasn't going to make it, but he made it. But there are certain things he had to go through. See, now, as soon as I'm standing here today, class, and to my staff, this meeting is for a special reason. Mm-hmm. Something coming we're going to walk on. It's not going to walk on us. You follow what I'm saying? Both collective and privately, God is preparing us for something. Mm-hmm. And we should be powerful because there's a lot of revelation angels running around here all the time. We're not in a regular place. Okay? I've had four surgeries of the anointing since I've been teaching. Strong surgeons. I mean, the whole reason he told me to open the school, one of the biggest reasons is, he said, get up and start talking. I want the student to see when the anointing come on you. Because it's rare. I'm not talking about me, it's rare. It's rare that people can yield to the anointing. They're too busy. Ephesians 3 is a great chapter. Again, they talk about apostles bringing in the purpose and plan of God to the body of Christ. Take them to another level. Now here's one that mentally, academically, scientifically, psychologically, you will not be able to understand. Apostles are called to father. Mm-hmm. Apostles are spiritual fathers. Look what kind of father they are. Spiritual father. As father, now watch this. As father, see, because you can't be a wimp. Mm-hmm. You know, because you always want somebody smarter with you and patting on them. No. Sometimes that person got to look at you. That's all right. Because their flesh coming in, but that's all right. You done cut them now. They're bleeding. They got a chance to come on out. Called Patele Shako Meneskana. Momonesko Naremishko Da Evishkona. Ramamasa. Too much buddy. Cause you not to be the flow in the spirit. You can't get that close in the flesh. You got to be able to be divided by the soul of the spirit. That you'll be rightly divided. Your spirit, soul, and body be rightly divided. That you can change things that you already have decided. Hallelujah. Yeah, when you find out something's not right, you change it. Mm-hmm. A wrong thought come, you change it.
Yes.
Might not want to change it, but know you got to change it. Because you got insight now. And you're not just walking by sight now. You're walking by insight. And if somebody don't never check you or correct you, you'll never get there. As fathers, now watch what happened now, because I want you to see these four or five things happen. They birth, number one. Protect, number two. Teach, number three. Mentor, number four. They restore the principle of fatherhood to the church. That's Malachi 4:1, 1 Corinthians 4:15. I'm not going there. Malachi 4:1. See? So the birth, protect. Now, protection, my brothers and sisters, call for correction and direction. You have to become acquainted and attached to a person enough to know they love you and they're not trying to misuse you. We're not talking about walking on you, throwing you around. We're not talking about that. It may seem like that sometimes, but that shuffling is for a reason. That God trying to get you in a certain place, and if nobody don't face up to you, you're going to keep going that direction. And you're going to miss the blessing. Got intervals for you. Got blessing waiting on you right now. I'm going to go a few more minutes. The apostolic anointing, listen to me, is a foundational anointing. So many of us are built, but we're not on the right foundation at large. Teaching changes. Apostle lay foundation in the lives of God, people preparing them for the coming, preparing them for the coming move of God. Let me ask you a question. This question will bring all of us in a deep praise with God. Do you want to be ready for the next level of blessing God wants you to have?
Yes, sir.
I can't hear you.
Yes, sir.
See? And so it can't. See, this cannot be a friendship or a kinship. See, it has to be revelation and visitations from the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Now, here's just one qualification for an apostle. I can talk from manifestation from nowhere in every aspect of my life. He did it. See, you have to be able to reveal your inabilities to give him the glory. Mm-hmm. Now sometimes you'll be talking as if it's you, but you have to understand, you yourself have to understand that whatever happened extraordinary in your life, God do the glory. Yep. If you don't do that, material things will get in your way. Mm-hmm. And then if he know it, he can't let you have too much. She charged them that are rich in this world, that they be not high-minded and trust in uncertain riches, but trust in the living God. You trust in God. So God can't let you go too many levels higher in the natural than what you are spiritually. In other words, every level God lets you go in this world, you got to be ready for it. To keep it in place. Y'all heard me.
Yes, sir.
Look at Ephesians 2:20. I got inspiration, illumination, and impartation. Romans 1:11. Put that down. Inspiration, illumination, impartation. Romans 1:11. Then in Ephesians 2:20, without apostolic ministry, people lack of the proper foundation to grow properly. And so we're talking about now, class, and I'm talking to you now, but a large part of the body of Christ can't go no further because the foundation they own is not strong enough to hold them. Mm-hmm. All right? Now, when you say foundation, you're talking about Jesus? Yeah, but Jesus is a revelation foundation. You got to see him through the Holy Spirit, got to unfold him to you. And so even the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, and the evangelist, it can't be done. It got to be divine order, the apostle, prophet, then down the line. Now, we're in the framework of this right now to initiate. Apostles initiate new moves of God. Mm-hmm. The apostolic anointing is an activating anointing. That's why you got us on health now, the body of Christ. We got to write a book or two books on that, on health. See, that lady because they knew that the medical world does not have the last word, they didn't give up. She'd be dead. She'd be dead. I've had more than one person went in and said they see cancer. When they went in, they couldn't find nothing. Okay? Even what we're doing now, class, what we're teaching now on health, and I give those seven things, and I keep trying to get off, and God keep telling me to ponder those things, because it's clearing up yesterday, taking care of today, and making your future brighter. See, you put it around and say, ain't nothing wrong with me, I'll do what I want to do. Okay, all right. don't get crazy like that. That's just crazy, because the enemy is a setup. I want you to write a word called portal. That word means doors. It could mean gates. It could mean windows. It's opening. And I think Darnell and I began to read about portals of demonic power. And that Satan can't get permission from God to do nothing wrong to you. Guess where he get it from? Anything Satan able to do you, you gave him permission. So one of the things to stop it is stay in God's presence. And when you stay in God's presence, God tell you how to handle the offer that's being made to you. That is that is really not an offer, it's offer. O-F-F-E-R, but it's offer. It's something to destroy, you see. So the apostolic anointing is an activated anointing. Apostles are catalysts. This gift helped release the other gifts in the church. Health-wise, wealth-wise. Now that boy Daniel Robinson. I can call him Daniel. I ain't got to call him Bishop. Flying in a jet and a millionaire now. What happened? Everything paid for. All his ministry paid for, all his house and everything paid for. He's falling so close, if I stop, he's going to kick me. Huh? How can a man, a lady, I'm going to give you an example of how God worked now, but you got to get wake up to this. This don't come like yesterday. Right. Lady walking down my street, and down the street, I'm standing up, I'm on my porch, and I'm walking around, and she come by another neighbor's house, they put their stuff out, and people come pick it up, you know. Don't y'all pick none of that stuff up. Okay, how good it look. And you don't want to go to no garage sale. Go in your own garage. Listen, because you're going to have a garage mentality. Okay, how good it look. Ooh, look at that chair there. Leave it there. So she picked a bucket up, and I said, oh, she don't need to put that bucket up. You know, and she must have heard me. Now, she way down the street. I didn't say it out loud. She went and put it back down. The Lord said, give her $100. So she walked into all my house. Now I'm walking with the Lord because I want to make sure that I'm supposed to give. She's 82. Walking straight up. She got there. I said, hold up there. Stay at that gate right there. I'll be right back. I went and ran to the house, grabbed a $100 bill, and went back and put it in her hand. She looked at that $100. Might have never seen $100. She looked at it. I started crying. Oh, God. And I fooled her now. I just walked off from her. She probably needed it. She don't want to miss God.
That's right.
But then the next day, y'all ready? Y'all ain't ready for this. I'm sitting on my porch, and the mail and the USPS truck come, and give me an envelope, and I zipped it out. It's $150,925. A lady I was praying about, I was supposed to do something for her. And I had already set it up, but I raged it after something happened. She came to me with a $100 bill in her hand. She says, I'm just following God. God told me to do this. I got to do it. Now, she don't know that God was working on me for something for her. How could she know to bring that to me? She said it a certain way. She said, I'm just following God. God told me to bring this to you. I said, all right, I receive it. That's the way God, you got to listen to him, man. So she going to come out fine. You see what I'm saying? Had she not done that, she might not have come out. And then God said, because she did that, raise it 100. So she ain't going to get 100 from that. She'll get 100 from now on for that.
Wow.
How long have I been going, son?
38 minutes.
Quite natural. Apostles' ministry, and you all are part of it, is a bridge. A whole lot of people got to cross. A lot of churches. We got 51 churches under us, about 130, 140 ministers. We're trying to get them all across that bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Apostles are raised up during season of transition. They provide bridges necessary for the church transition from the old to the new. Money coming. That's a new bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And you got a lot of people try to break the bridge down, but they can't. Why? It's supernatural.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he tell on them ahead of time. He said, they're going to try to do this. Don't pay it no mind. It's just you one more to establish. Apostles help to establish truth. Revelation, churches, and new moves of the Spirit. Now, if you look at it quite honestly in dealing with health, now I've been in ministry almost 50 years. I've heard a lot of teaching on healing, gifts of the Spirit, anointings. I've heard some teaching on health, but mentioning it, but not pondering it.
Mm-hmm.
That it's a divine privilege from God. Watch what I say now. It's something God can't do by himself.
Mm-hmm.
He got to have your participation. Now, I've listened to some of the most powerful ministries you would ever hear of, but the depth of help that he's taking us in now, I never heard it before. You know why? Men have a tendency to think it's not possible. Know where the track record come from? Not the Bible. From the system. And so you find yourself going up against a lot of walls built because of a lot of information. Information sometimes rape revelation.
Yep.
And so therefore, if the revelation is rape, the transformation can't be made. It's only an invitation. But every child of God is ready for manifestation. I want to walk in it. This woman, like I said, this woman, 82, walking around there straight up, just, hello, Mr. Thompson, how you doing? 82, she fine.
Hmm.
I see you doing the same thing.
Yep, yep.
Years after year, after year, after year. But you got to pay attention. All right, let's close here. To establish means to bring into being on a firm or permanent basis. So let me close with both classes today. You are in the school of ministry here. Go back over this lesson, because I want you on an apostolic route. You will not have to go through what I've gone through to get here, what other many ministers have gone through. Let the Bible be the Bible. Let God be God. Let him do it like he want to do it. Let him set it up like he want to set it up. Your life, all of our lives, should be wonderful. even with any attack or anything you had to go through, it should be wonderful because the Bible said, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, not him all your way, and he'll direct your path. Mm-hmm. So that's what I've been doing over the years. I'll still do it, you know. You are a first-year student, you got first-year student, second year, right?
Yes, sir.
You have to stick with it. The second-year student, don't ever leave the school. Always eavesdrop, baby. Always eavesdrop. Because we're going from one level to another level. Father, we thank you so much as I meet with my staff and meet with the students here at school, a combination of a class that I never thought would come to pass like this, but I know you're aiming to do something because you don't try to do nothing. You're aiming to do it. We let you do it. We praise you. We bless you. Every person on the sound of my voice, may they have visitation from you, revelation from you, insight from you, illumination from you. May the Holy Spirit have free course with the word that has been spoken. We give you all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Good enough. That's a wrap.